This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Why government secrecy is more damaging to public health than nuclear fallout. Kate Brown, a Massachusetts Institute of Technology Science historian, spent years going through the extensive Chernobyl nuclear power plant disaster archives and interviewed hundreds, including nuclear scientists, radiation health experts, and villagers. Her new book, Manual for Survival, A Chernobyl Guide to the Future, lays it all out, how the United Nations, International Health and Atomic Energy Organizations, among others, deceived the public about what really happened. For example, people that should have been evacuated were not. Clouds seeded to prevent radioactive fallout from reaching Moscow resulted in concentrated fallout in other areas. High rates of childhood thyroid cancer were hidden. It has been more than 30 years since the April 26, 1986 disaster. Due to Brown's diligent investigation, the scope of the deception has been gathered together in her book and is now known. Robert Alvarez, a senior scholar at the Institute for Policy Studies, eloquently reviewed Brown's book in a piece titled, Why Government Secrecy is More Damaging to Public Health Than Nuclear Fallout. Alvarez gives an overview of the harm done since 1943 by the International Nuclear Power and Nuclear Weapons Industrial Complex, all with impunity. He describes the nuclear reactor design flaw discovered by the World War II Manhattan Project scientists working to build atomic bombs. The flawed design is still found in the Westinghouse AP1000 reactor. This reactor melted down in 1986 at Chernobyl and in 2011 at Fukushima. Alvarez concludes Kate Brown, quote, makes it clear that the biggest radiological catastrophes contaminating the Earth were deliberately perpetrated in order to test nuclear weapons in the open air, end quote. The U.S. and Soviet Union exploded 442 of a total of 520 atmospheric nuclear weapons tests, quote, contaminating the Northern Hemisphere, with long-lived and poisonous radioactive debris that far exceeds that of Chernobyl and all other nuclear accidents. He explains, for instance, at a secret meeting in November 1954 of the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission's General Advisory Committee, experts, quote, cautioned against the use of milk in heavily contaminated areas, end quote, in the United States following six large recent hydrogen or H-bomb explosions in the Marshall Islands. But no public warnings were given. The six tests, which dwarfed the combined releases of Chernobyl and Fukushima, raised global background radiation levels 10 to 20 times. Hotspots 5,000 miles away in the United States showed radiation levels as much as 200 times greater than normal background. Alvarez concludes the painful lesson from Brown's indispensable book is that when it comes to nuclear weapons and energy programs, governments, by accident or design, have been willing to send their people into harm's way with impunity, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.